Begin transmission.
All right. Well, if you check your clock, you will notice that it says 19:30 UTC, and that is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee starts every single day. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And once again, I am in the bathtub because it's cold. Oh, it was warm yesterday. I thought it was supposed to be warm again today, but no. I was fooled. I looked outside and it was nice and sunny. And I thought, all right, we can go outside today. Maybe we'll go to Herrenhaven. And then I opened the door and found out that it is not warm. Just because it's sunny doesn't mean it's warm. So we had to stay inside today. But I wasn't overly upset because there was a cricket game on TV. Oh, it was the Perth Scorchers versus the Hobart Hurricanes. And the Hurricanes put up 210 runs. And the Perth Scorchers, they could not chase that down. As usual, I'm sitting here with a large cup of tea. Yummy. Drinking tea in the bathtub, one of my very favorite things to do. Especially after watching a good cricket game. And I was sort of surprised. I was unclear if this is one of the semifinals or if this was a game that was leading into the semifinals, but the Perth Scorchers are traditionally one of the best teams in the Big Bash League. They've won it, I think, 3 times, and they usually finish really well, so traditionally they're a very strong team, and they've been good this year too, But wow, the Hobart Hurricanes kind of put the hurt on them today. And I think the game was actually in Perth. Yeah, it was. And so, they had a fairly dramatic loss in front of their hometown crowd. So anyway, that's what I did this morning. And now I'm sitting in the bathtub, adjusting the water flow with my feet. This tub is starting to get full, so I gotta watch it. I gotta pay attention. Oh, I should have known it was cold outside when I woke up this morning. I woke up because it was cold, and my back was starting to twinge, starting to do that thing where it wants to go into full muscle spasms, but I stretched it out, so we're all good. But I did want to go to Herrenhaven today. I wanted to go look for, see if we could find those muskrats again. Because I like those muskrats. I like all the little animal dudes that live at Herrenhaven. They are my friends. All right, this tub is starting to get pretty full. It's not quite to sneeze danger capacity yet. Sneeze danger capacity is when the tub is so full that it's dangerous to sneeze because the motion will slosh water out of the bathtub. So before we get too full, I think we're going to turn this water down a little bit. There we go. And now, time for some more tea. Oh, yeah. So delicious. Oh, that's good tea, kids. Oh, I do love drinking tea, especially in the bathtub. Oh, so what am I going to do today? Well, it just occurred to me that I need to run an errand. And I really should go to the post office and buy some stamps, but I can put that off for a while. I was going to buy something else, though. Oh, yeah. That spark wheel thingy. But we'll talk about that in a minute. I was on the subject of Harrenhaven there for a second, moments ago. And as you know, I'm a huge fan of Harrenhaven. I've been going there for a long time. And many dubious goals committee meetings take place at Harrenhaven. If you're a regular listener to this show, you are perfectly well aware of this fact. I spend a lot of time at Harrenhaven. And if you don't know what Harrenhaven is, let me just say that it is a riparian wetlands. It's a wetland area next to what we call the Papio Creek, but this creek would be defined as a river in a lot of other places. So riparian means on the banks of a river. And that's what Harrenhaven is. It's this wetlands that's part of an oxbow from this creek that when the Corps of Engineers straightened the creek out for flood control, it created the oxbow that is Harrenhaven. And that's where we go to see all our dude friends. Well, anyway, there was an article in the local newspaper last week, and I don't read the newspaper, but my mom cut it out of the paper and gave it to me, and I have it right here. And this is an article that is about Harrenhaven. And I'm going to read it to you right now. And the headline reads, "Sign on part of Old Maple Road will commemorate conservation advocate." And this is an article by Emily Knorr, a staff writer for the local newspaper. Oh, and here comes the kitty into the bathroom. Hi, Pippa. She's over there. She's going to probably play with the toilet paper. Anyway, here's the article that's in the paper. And I quote, "A stretch of Old Maple Road in northwest Omaha will bear the name of Ione Werthmann. The city council on Tuesday voted 7-0 to approve a resolution to place an Ione Werthmann Road commemorative sign on Old Maple Road from 120th to Manderson Streets. Werthmann, who died in 2016 at age 89, led efforts to protect the Platte River system and the Niobrara River. These are other rivers in Nebraska. She most notably worked to preserve the Harrenhaven wetlands. She solicited more than $1.2 million in grants to preserve that area," planning director Dave Fanslow said in documents to the council. "Prior to Mrs. Werthmann's efforts, Harrenhaven was littered with garbage and had plans to become a large apartment complex," he wrote. "Today, the 30-acre site serves the public as an educational center as well as a nature sanctuary in the rapidly developing area of West Omaha. The center sits at 120th Street and West Maple Road. The board of Friends of Harrenhaven, which Werthmann founded, submitted the application asking for the special sign. Mayor Gene Stothert and Fanslow asked for the council's approval. Sam Bennett, president of the board of Friends of Harrenhaven, and Lawrence Shackman, who worked with Werthmann for a number of years, spoke in support of the commemorative signage. She went out of her way to do everything she could to improve the lives of the community in Omaha," Shackman said. End quote. And that's the end of the article. Now, if you'll remember from other shows, Ione Werthmann is the woman who basically created Harrenhaven. She's the one that led the effort to turn it into a wetland sanctuary. And I knew this woman fairly well. I used to go to Heron Haven and hang out with her in the middle of the day. And you got to remember, I was hanging out with her when she was 85, 86, 87 years old. And she was still coming to Heron Haven every day. And, you know, she would hang out in the nature center and do administrative work and stuff. And she was kind of a trippy lady. She was very cool. And she was also a member of the Audubon Society with her husband. And her husband died considerable years before. And you always hear me talking about the big blind at Heron Haven. Oh, we're about to head into the big blind. The big blind is actually named the A.J. Werthmann Memorial Duck Blind or whatever. But there's a plaque on the side of the blind that has, you know, A.J. Werthmann written on it. So, this is cool. They're renaming the part of the street that goes by Heron Haven, Ione Werthmann Drive. Or no, Ione Werthmann Road. And that's actually a piece of old maple road. Heron Haven sits wedged between West Maple Road and Old Maple Road. And it's easy to find on a map. So that's the good news. Our legendary founder, Ione Werthmann, is getting the street named after her. So the official address of Heron Haven will now be, I can't remember what the address actually is. It's like 11814 or something like that, Old Maple Road. But the address will now be Ione Werthmann Road. And that's very cool. That's very cool. I'm glad the city approved that with no question. And when my mom saw the article in the paper, she also appreciated that effort. And so my mom wrote a letter to the paper, which was then printed in the, the public pulse section on the opinion page. And my mom's letter to the newspaper reads, "Well-deserved honor for Werthmann. Regarding the January 24th newspaper article on Heron Haven, the statement that Ione Werthmann went out of her way to improve the lives of the community of Omaha is a significant understatement. Signed, My Mom, Omaha." So, there's been a little bit of Heron Haven mentions in the newspaper. So that's good. And we'll be driving on Ione Werthmann Road quite a bit. And we'll be dodging turkeys because that's the stretch of road where the turkeys kind of like to hang out. So that'll be great. I was happy to hear about that. That's very cool. This is the first time I've ever known anybody who has had a street named after them. You know, we have a number of these streets in Omaha, historical streets that are named after either historical personages of Omaha or just other people. The funny thing is some of the streets that we have that are normal names that aren't, you know, memorial streets are named after famous Omahans and old mayors and stuff like that. Poppleton Street is one of those. Poppleton was one of the lawyers for Standing Bear during the trial of Standing Bear. And there's a bunch of streets like that. J.E. Creighton Boulevard and what are some others? Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really matter. Needless to say, we have a ton. But I've never known any of those people. Those people were not, you know, alive in my lifetime. And I sure as heck never met them. But Ione Werthmann, yes, I did know her. I knew her fairly well, and I talked to her almost every single time I ever went to Heron Haven when she was still alive. And it was a hoot because this lady who was 85 years old was coming in here to work every single day. And that's the downside to not having Ione Werthmann around anymore. Herrenhaven has a nature center. There's a building there. And you can go in and there's little exhibits and stuff. And plus there's an office in there. But it's not manned during business hours anymore. There are people who, there are volunteers that, you know, do open it up, but it's not open on a regular basis, and you can't just drive in there and expect it to be open. And I'm kind of wondering, I wonder if that should become my job. This is not a paying position, but, you know, I do have the time. I could sit in there during the day, but I tend to get up late. And besides, I'm busy doing my show. I got to do Dubious Goals Committee every day, and that takes up some time, so it's unlikely that I'll be the Herrenhaven guy at any time soon, but I should eventually join the board. There are people who have told me, oh, you should be on the board of directors. Well, yeah, I could. Am I just too lazy? I don't want to go to board meetings. I just like to look for dudes. I like to look for animals. I don't want to be an administrator. I want to be the guy who's out walking around in the forest. And that's the other funny thing, is that I am probably the person who spends the most time at Herrenhaven in the entire city. I mean, yeah, when the weather's warm, I go there every single day, sometimes multiple times per day. It's not unusual for me to go there twice in a day. Go there in the morning and then go during like sunset. There have been times when I've been there 3 or 4 times in a day. I do enjoy Herrenhaven. And if for any reason you ever come to Omaha, Nebraska, remind me to either take you there or to send you there. Because you might see some dudes. You might see some animals. And the thing that is unusual about this is, the thing that's unusual about Herrenhaven is that it is in the middle of a city. And so you start to think, well, wait a minute, there's a super busy street right there and a busy street right over there. Where are these animals coming from? It's a mystery. Yes, it is. So anywho, that's the Herrenhaven news for today. Hopefully we'll have some more warm weather really soon so we can go back out to Herrenhaven. And I haven't checked the weather channel, so I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but hopefully, we'll have some more 50-degree days and we can be out there looking for our dudes. The good news is spring isn't very far away. We're less than 6 weeks out from the first official day of spring. And that's good, because spring means more animals at Herrenhaven. One of the first things we start looking for in the spring at Herrenhaven is the geese laying eggs and nesting, and then we see baby geese, and they're very cute, and we love them very much. Plus, there's also baby ducks. And, of course, we're always looking for baby marmots. Baby marmots start poking their heads out of the holes in the spring, and we do see some baby marmots every year. And I do love taking pictures of baby motties, because I love baby motts. I love all motts. But the babies sure are fun. The babies are fun because they have no fear. They will come out of their holes and they will come up and check you out and see what's going on. And I was talking to a guy the other day saying, you know, we're about 6 weeks out from spring, which means we're about 3 months out from morel season. I'm kind of excited about that already. I do love hunting for mushrooms, and I promise that this year, this spring, as we have done every year, we will go out mushroom hunting. We will find some morels. We will find plenty of other interesting mushrooms to look at. You know how much I like mushrooms. You've heard this show before. Oh, it's gonna be great. I'm looking forward to spring already, and I'm looking forward to more of this tea. Oh, good tea. Oh, I'm starting to get a little hungry, too. What am I going to eat today? I went to the store. Was that yesterday? I went to the store, and when I was in the store, I got that weird feeling where I was hungry for pizza, and I wanted pizza really bad. And so I bought some frozen pizzas. I bought two of the little 99-cent kind. So I might be eating frozen pizza today. And speaking of frozen, this water's cooling down, so we gotta turn the hot water back on. Get some more hot water in this bathtub. There we go. All right. Whew. I'm trying to think of anything else I need to do today. I gotta eat. I went to the store yesterday. Oh, I was thinking about... I need to get garbage bags. I need to go to the other store. I need to go to the other store and buy some garbage bags. Although I got at least a week's worth left. So I don't really need to do much today, but I might go out just for the sake of going out. Get out of the house. Try to shake this cabin fever. I'm getting anxious for spring. And of course I could always... Let's turn this water off. I could always work on ArsonBot a little bit today. And by work on, I mean think about ArsonBot. Because yesterday, or was it the day before? I can't remember. I was looking up parts. And if you'll remember from previous shows, I'm looking for spark wheel assemblies and stuff, and I think I might have mentioned that I found a spark wheel assembly that won't work for my robot, but I kind of want it anyway because I like things that make sparks. And I think I was talking about this. This is a little thing. It's about an inch long. It's just the bare minimum. It's a little tube, a little brass tube that holds a spring-loaded flint up against a flint wheel, or, you know, a brass wheel. And you spin it to make sparks, and then you can light your campfire or whatever you're trying to ignite. And I was thinking that, don't they have these at Walmart? Didn't I see these things at Walmart the last time I was at Walmart? Now I just, needless to say, I'm kind of tempted to go over to Walmart to see if these sell these things, see if they sell these little spark wheels, because I can't really remember. And if I go without one of these for very long, I might lose my mind. So maybe I'll just run over to Walmart. I do have a Walmart fairly close to me. It's probably only about a mile and a half away. It's straight up the street. And I don't actually shop at Walmart, but I do like to go to Walmart sometimes for a couple of reasons. One, they have an electronics department that has an entire wall of TVs on display. And you know me, I like to take certain antisocial devices to places and, you know, do wacky things with them. And Walmart is full of Targets, so maybe I'll run out today. I do have to go to a place that is sort of in the direction of Walmart. And I could just swing in there real quick, swing into Walmart, check to see if they have my Sparker. Oh, boy. Is that something I actually want to do? Maybe. Maybe it is. Oh, yeah. I do love drinking tea. It's so delicious. Oh, and this bath is really working out for me. That strange twinge in my back that I had is going away, if it's not already gone. It might be gone. I had a cramp in my foot earlier, and my cramp is now gone. Hooray for the healing powers of the bathtub. Oh, yeah. Completely enjoying myself. La-di-da. I am starting to get a little bit hungry, though. Who knows? Gonna have to eat some food. What else was... It seems to me like there was something else I was gonna do today. What is this? It's Thursday. Something is in the back of my mind. I don't know. Maybe I just need to work on ArsonBot. And that reminds me of something else. I was thinking I need a little pump. I need a teeny tiny little pump. Where did I see small pumps? I know that they do have some pumps at Walmart, but you know, they're the big kind of pumps for, you know, your flooding basement and stuff like that. I need a teeny tiny pump. I need a tiny little toy pump that I can hook up to some batteries for my ArsonBot so he can spew stuff around, spew napalm around, which reminds me, I was watching TV last night, and I was watching a show called Off the Air, and they were playing their food episode, and towards the end of this episode, they show a robot or a possibly a radio-controlled vehicle on tank treads that has a bottle of ketchup attached to it. And this little robot can go around and spray ketchup on things. And they show this robot spraying ketchup on hot dogs and stuff. And then towards the end, the little robot is kind of freaking out and spins around while it's squirting ketchup out on a table. And you can just see this red spiral where the ketchup landed. And I was thinking, okay, now what if that was something like gelatinous fuel or napalm? Then all you'd have to do is ignite it, and you would have ArsonBot. So I was a little bit more motivated. It's like, well, there's a typical example of what I'm trying to do. And so maybe I'm just going to have to find some more parts for ArsonBot today. I gotta go out and find a tiny pump. Where can I find a little pump? What toys or what products do they have at Walmart that includes a tiny little pump that I can use for ArsonBot? I don't know. I'm thinking about it too much. I'm just gonna have to go and look, but yeah, I'd rather think first and know what I'm looking for, because that's just the way I am. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Bathtub Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go. I gotta get some food in me and go run some errands, so I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
太郎 This is DJ クーマタ